This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading, subscribing, rating, reviewing our podcast. We appreciate the support.
All kinds of good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that good stuff. And thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union. They are our partners and have been our partners. And we really appreciate their support. And by the same token, encourage you to check them out. Hey, you know what? Could be you've got somebody maybe going into high school next year, maybe going into middle school next year, and they're thinking of getting their first checking account, a little financial responsibility. They have a whole section on this on their website to help people every step of the way, whether you're changing financial institutions or it's your very first taste of financial freedom, first car, maybe a car loan, you know, all those good things. And the first time, yeah, it's a little daunting, a little scary. They would love to help you out with that. You can check it out on their website where they'll have all the details, super consumer friendly.
Which is centrisfcu.org or 402-334-7000. Hit them up.
I'm shocked. If you're listening to us, we should just thank our lucky stars after the massive outage yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Massive disruption.
I thought I got hacked because I didn't know what was going on. Like, I didn't know there was an outage, yeah. And I all of a sudden timed me out. I'm like, well, that's weird. And then it wouldn't let me back in, saying my account didn't exist. I'm like, uh-oh, it happened. Like, somebody's right now.
Right.
Oh God, it's happening. But no, thank God it was not that.
It was close. It caused a lot of panic. So it was really weird though. It was just like, everything Meta was down. So, you know, Facebook, Instagram,
WhatsApp,
Threads, all this other stuff that were down. So the only thing that was running was competitors. So Rumble was still up. X was still up. What's the other one I said? There was one other one that was still up too.
Oh, anywho, I don't remember.
I can't remember. There was like three things that were still working. And the Meta people had to jump on X to tell everybody what was going on. And they didn't really know. They're like, oh, it's not a cyber attack. That's not possible. And it's like, okay, it was a cyber attack.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm convinced.
Yeah. I mean, when somebody says it's not a cyber attack, that's not possible. I mean, it's possible. Come on. We're not idiots.
Then it probably was, and you don't want to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just insane that they somehow, they're claiming it was a technical issue and it took down everything. Maybe right. We don't have them all plugged in the same outlet or something.
Right. Yeah. How about we get a different PC for every platform and just in a different room? Let's not have them all in the same hard drive, you know?
Right. I can't imagine.
There's no way.
Why it would take everything down. There was a Reuters had a story that came out yesterday afternoon in the afternoon and just said that, which I thought was a couple of points. First off, the White House National Security Council was monitoring the non-incident, just so y'all know. No specific malicious cyber activity, just nothing to see, all good. And then the numbers they had for downdetector.com is the website where they track these kind of things. And they said there was over 550,000 reports of disruptions for Facebook. And I'm like, wait, this was a worldwide issue and it was 550,000 reports?
No. No way.
There's like 3 billion people that use this thing every day.
Right.
I think. Yeah.
No, there is no way. I could see where it didn't affect, maybe wouldn't affect everyone, but there was for sure more than 500,000 people that reported.
Yeah. And I'm saying the only people that weren't affected were the ones that didn't try to log in.
Yeah. Didn't even know about it.
Didn't even know. But I did get a kick out of Elon. He posted on X, if you're reading this post, it's because our servers are working.
Yeah, it was funny.
So, yeah, it's just, there's so much that's just hinky about the whole, just as far as the whole social media platforms. And you think about how really vulnerable everybody's communication capabilities mm-hmm. are. Because if it goes down, how do you talk to anybody? How do you, and even like, it was interesting, the conversation turned to, you know, people having landlines, right? I didn't know this, but apparently landlines are going away in 25.
I saw something about that, yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are kind of like, I don't know, is that a good idea? Because if something happens, you have no way, because the landlines that most people have anyway anymore are internet connected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even wired landlines. They're still out there. But you can, it's really hard to get one if you don't already have one.
And it's not cheap either.
It's probably not. Yeah. I was looking at plans yesterday and it was like $30 or $40 a month to have a landline.
Right. Which is crazy. I mean, when I had, last time I had Cox, which yeah. was forever ago, you got a landline. Or like you, in order to get the good deal, like the package, you had to get a landline, which was like you said, yeah. $30 a month plus a fee and a rental of something. Like it was crazy.
So I don't know what the plan is, but when something like this happens, and then in the same breath they say, "Yeah, we're going to take landlines away in about a year."
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't know. Maybe we're rushing. I don't know. Maybe we're moving a little fast. Maybe yeah. we should just kind of pump the brakes here.
Yeah. And why take them away? Just leave them there. They're there.
Right. It's all there. And I know this, it's no maintenance and whatever, blah, blah. Well, let's just use them till they stop working.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should.
Right. Like you have your car that you're going to drive until you can't get it fixed and you can't work it anymore, you know, until
right?
it dies. Then you're going to get a new car.
They don't make parts anymore. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's really frustrating. Because it feels like we're being forced to use a product when we were using. It's kind of, well, it goes along with analog television and digital television. Same thing.
Yeah.
If you lose the stream, what are you going to do? If you don't have internet, most people won't have TV.
Right. We wouldn't. Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't.
That it was yesterday. It was kind of a weird feeling. You know, you realize your habits when it comes to social media and specifically Instagram and Facebook for me, how many times you just involuntarily check your phone or whatever and over and over and over again. And that, you know, that's how Beth and I communicate during the day is through Messenger, just sits on my laptop. So like, I'm sure she was like had a peaceful day cause I wasn't hitting her up all day long on Messenger, but it's like, you don't realize how you use yeah. those platforms to communicate with everybody. And when they're not there, you feel, you know, yesterday was Super yeah. Tuesday and I didn't see much about the elections. I didn't until it came back up, you know? So that yeah. was weird.
It is. It almost makes you feel like, and I know there's a struggle going on between government regulations and private industry and such like that, you know, as far as communication companies. And they had the conversations a couple, 3 years ago about whether Facebook, Twitter were platforms or publishers. The difference being if you're a platform, it's like you can say whatever you want. They're not responsible for the content. And if you're a publisher and you can ban people,
yeah.
then you are completely accountable for what's on your platform. And you should be held accountable because there's porn on every one of them. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Which really surprised me. I mean, I know that we've talked about it and there was, you know, child sex trafficking rings, all that stuff on Twitter specifically. This is what I'm referencing as X and Twitter. But it shot even 6 months ago, somebody yeah. sent me a something. I don't remember what it was. And like scroll down a little bit farther and there's like full on hardcore sex video.
It's still all there. It's still all there. Because you'll get a hashtag for something and it's innocent enough, but somehow it's connected to
yeah
that crap. And if you scroll down, holy smoke, what the heck is that?
I know. You're just like, God forbid when it's that time in Alaska, don't click on the hashtag fat bear. It's not, it's not what you're probably going to look for.
Right.
But you think with AI, they'd have the ability to, cause you can, you know, face recognition. They have these programs where it can, with music, they can pull music from YouTube like that if it's a copyright infringement thing. So you'd think that with video, images, and stuff like that, they'd have the technology to do it.
They do. They can ban people they want to ban. Mm-hmm. Real easy. I mean, they ban who they want to, but for some reason, there must be some kind of a payoff for leaving it up there, and not making a fuss about it. But if that's going to be the only way we can communicate, then they need to be held to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. It can't just be Zuck's decision or rando guy at Meta.
Yeah.
That's true. The COO getting a bonus for getting more, you know, it's like, well, you know what? You're kind of a utility now. And if you're a utility, seriously, there has to be a higher standard. Then responsibility comes along with that. So you've made it so everything is under one freaking umbrella. Well, then you better make sure everything works, because they've taken away every other option we have, unless you have long distance walkies.
Yeah.
That's not going to do it.
That's not going to do it. Yeah. When are they going to make the internet a utility?
I'm waiting for it, because I think there's that struggle is also goes with control. It goes with, because then once it is, then there's taxes. Then there's, you know, because right now the internet, you pay for access, but the internet is free, right? It's supposed to be. It's not, because you're paying for access for it, which is another thing. So if I'm paying for access, then you should be accountable for providing the service you're promising. You got my money.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the service? But yeah, they're kind of, it's getting to a point where it's kind of crossing a line here. And they've made it that way. So now people are reliable on it or relying on it. And then yesterday you have something like that happen. And it's like, what do I do? What do you mean my account doesn't exist? What do you mean my password's wrong?
Right. Instant panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the first thing I thought of is that all the, and they're probably around somewhere on a hard drive, whatever, but all the pictures and videos from the past 10 years that I just have on my Facebook page, gone.
Gone.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I don't really care. Other than Beth and I during the day, I don't really use Facebook a ton. So if Facebook went away specifically, whatever, it's fine.
I would not care, but I do wish I had, and I probably, maybe this is the impetus I need, because it's like these need to be. I wish I had the picture somewhere else in my possession, not just living somewhere. Because if they're somewhere else, they aren't accessible.
Yeah.
If they're in the cloud, they're not accessible. If something happens,
It did make, even though it wasn't a security breach in specifically, it did make me look into. I don't think I activated it yet, but the two-factor authentication, which I think is annoying, annoying.
I have it. But, I know.
But you know, I don't want to lose any of my stuff.
I know it.
But it's so annoying.
Yeah, it really is. But I guess really, as far as the pictures go, you know, even like looking at Google Photos. Okay, so what happens if I can't get in there?
Yeah,
there's thousands of pictures in there. You know, it's like, I need to download those just so I have them. But then you have them. Then comes the other thing. Now it's kind of like all the DVDs I have that I can't play.
Yeah.
Right. Eventually, some drives won't work.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it, I wish I had a photo album. I'm going old school here. So yeah, I have the stuff, but it really is. It's crazy. It's just crazy. But how much it affects your day-to-day and what you do during the day, you don't even realize. You just reach for your phone and, it's not there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm maybe sure, for some people, I don't know, I'm sure they're a little extra love yesterday.
Oh, it did. Yeah, it did. For sure. And I love it. As soon as I got on there, people, when something happens, they go right there and then they find a meme and they post it and they little snarky comment. My favorite one I think I saw was this like whole parade of like just models, whatever, walking like this. And it's like all the Instagram influencers heading to X to wonder why nobody liked their content.
Oh, that'd be a rough day for egos yesterday.
Oh man, yeah.
It destroyed their little algorithms.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially think about the people that like that's what they do for a living, and about if they hopefully they have authentication, whatever protection. Like if you're looking at a million plus downloads, followers, that's thousands and thousands of dollars a month potentially. That's scary.
So think about that too. That's another thing. Some people rely upon these platforms to make money. I don't know necessarily that there should be any guarantees for them, because nobody promised them that, you know, but they've created a monster that feeds that need that people are wanting to make money as influencers. So what happens when that gets frozen and now people can't make money?
So if you, like, if, do you know on X, because I don't know on Instagram or Facebook, if you pay for verification and go through that process, are you more protected than somebody that doesn't?
No, no. The only thing it does is the verification thing that gives you more security. Yes. Okay. Security. Yes. All it's proving is that you've proved you're who you say you are.
So it doesn't,
you are a person. That's really what it comes down to, is that it, you know, you're dealing with a person as opposed to the many bots that are very talented. So you do know that. And then as far as making money on X, you have, there's like three or four just metrics. It's not a real high bar, but it's a little beyond me, but it is easier to do, I think, to get that bar where you start getting paychecks. And the thing that makes me mad is because it's, I think X more so very political, in some circles in particular, some people are just total asshats and they post inflammatory crap. Then people respond and they make money.
Yeah. They're idiots, but I think that's kind of a smarter end of the scale of asshat, because they're like playing the whole system and they're making tons of money.
They're just absolute. Yeah. Yeah. Douche canoes. There mm-hmm. we go. There's that. Some of these people are just, they just say the most outlandish and they're consistent and they have so many followers mm-hmm. because the people who agree with whatever they say on either side, and then they'll turn around, they'll turn on them too.
Yeah.
But they'll throw something out there and then they just sit there and watch it burn.
Right.
And money's just ching, ching, ching.
And you know that. So you sit and you see that and you're like, oh my gosh, don't react. And it's like that commercial, it's Progressive, I think, where the guy teaches you not to be your parents and they're at Home Depot or whatever. And the guy's like, the girl walks in with blue hair. He's like, I know, we all see it. We all see it. He goes, blue. Like he couldn't handle it. I was like, we all see that comment. It's inflammatory. Don't do it. Like.
Just scroll on by. Because the minute you start angry tweeting or angry replying, mm-hmm. they're making money.
Yep.
And then that makes it twice as bad.
Yep.
If people knew how much money their reply was worth to that person, could see a value, they would immediately hit delete.
Yeah.
But they just don't even realize that ding dong is making money because you're going to reply to his dumb tweet.
Yep.
I wonder about sports guy, Omar?
Oberman?
Oberman. Oh my God, he starts ranting sometimes. And I'm wondering, are you really that nut? Yeah, I know he's a nut job. I know he has kind of turned into a nut job. But he's just like, everything is all caps all the time. Ah! And if he's making money.
He probably is. He probably is. So, okay, we've had these conversations with our Herd At Media X account.
Yeah.
And we're not at that level either. But it's been brought up before. It's like all engagement is good engagement to get you to that platform. So it doesn't really matter. And if he has a team behind him, like we do, I'm sure they're probably saying the same thing.
I wonder if he does. I wonder if him and there's a couple others that are surprising participants in, you know, Twitterverse and politically.
Yeah.
Surprising participants that, and they're just so mad. They're all caps all the time. Ah, you know, all the time. And it just gets the whole nest stirred up. But most of them don't have blue check marks. So I don't know if there's a connection that you have to have a check mark to have a paid platform. Cause I think you do.
I think you do.
You have to prove who you are.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. I mean, which is good, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Cause otherwise, yeah. So mm-hmm. there is a caveat. They have to give Elon money to make money.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And I'm sure that kills them.
And Elon's just counting money.
Yep.
Just making it rain.
Yep.
So. Anywho, so there you go. Right. There's your Wednesday rant.
Well, that was a fun one. All right, you guys, thanks for listening, rating, reviewing, subscribing. Have a fantastic day. See you back here tomorrow.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Herd At Media production.